Hey friends, and welcome back to Faith-Filled Woman. This is your host, Kristen. We just talked about seeing miracles in our life and how God is working even when we don't see Him working yet. And today I want to talk about, does our work really matter? I've talked about this topic before, but I have recently listened to some sermons and some other thoughts on the topic, and I wanted to share some of what I heard or what kind of struck me that might strike you as well. Okay. So I was listening to a sermon by Pastor Jason Laird. He was a guest pastor for Substance Church, and he's talking, right? He's doing a sermon on this question, does your work really matter to God? And a couple things stood out to me that he talks about. But the first is, how many of us go to work and we just get frustrated and we get stuck in the grind, and we start separating our workplace and our work life with our faith life? In other words, we think, well, this is a secular workplace, and so my faith doesn't have a place here, right? We have faith, but we maybe are hesitant with our faith, or maybe we just think that it's separate. And so I've talked about this before. I've talked about some of the books I've read about this topic, but let me share a little bit more. Okay, so here is basically what Jason goes on to share. He says in Genesis chapter 2, basically God, one of the first things God gives us is work. And first of all, God works, right? He creates the world. He is working. And he basically gives us work. I was looking if I wrote down the scripture. So he says, from the very beginning, work was not a curse. It was a calling. And then he says, how do I bring God to work? That's another question he asks. And he says, and this is not in order, this is just some of the things that stood out to me. How we see our job will always influence the way we do our job. And what God's calling us to do is not just to show up and preach scripture, right? Or try to tell people, you know, come to church. I mean, we can do those things when it's appropriate and in the right place and we're able. But actually, God is calling us to something more. He's calling us to do our very best work and to be the best at what we do and to do it with our whole heart and to invite God in, right? We are partnering with God to work. We're partnering with God to be an example to other people what it looks like to be a Christian. And he says, our work is where the world gets to see what it looks like to be a Christian. So we are an example in the world of what it looks like to be a Christian. And, you know, he says so many of us get stuck in saying, you know, we get stuck on Monday morning and just feel frustrated, you know, like our work, we have to grind. And he says, we don't want to see our job as a grind, but instead as a gift, because where we're placed is not supposed to be frustrating, or we're not supposed to look at it separate. It's our mission field, he goes on to say. And he tells a story about a friend of his who was in a profession, and he kept thinking that he needed to become a pastor, right? So he was frustrated with his work. I think he worked in a school. But what was relevant about this is it wasn't until speaking to Jason Moore, and like he had a shift in his perspective where he realized he was actually called to do the same sort of work in the school. He didn't have to become a pastor. And what this is referring to is we're all called to minister. We're all called to serve right where we're at. We don't have to actually become a minister or a pastor, right? Like, we are all pastors by being a Christian in our life. In other words, that is our ministry, is living our lives as a Christian. And anyway, so he shares a story that his friend realizes, he has this epiphany that he realizes that he's not stuck, he's stationed, right? All of us are stationed in our jobs. We're not stuck there. And it doesn't mean that maybe we're restless, we're stirring because it's time soon for a new opportunity. That may be. But while we're in our jobs, we are stationed there, meaning that we can do good. We can be a light. We can show people kindness and what it looks like to have an amazing work ethic and to do our best work for the people we serve. And He then goes on to say that work is a holy calling where we worship God by cultivating and caring for the world that he has made. And then he says the theological takeaway is work is a form of worship when done in obedience and dependence upon God. And the last thing I'll share that he says is, he says, are we complaining about work? Or are we seeing that it's a calling, right? It's a place that we are stationed to serve. We may not see it, but it may be that we need a perspective change. And he just says, work becomes sacred based on the why we do it, the how we do it, and for who we do it. And I thought that was so good. And the other thing I want to share with you is, it's by Ian Simpkin. I believe he's a pastor as well. But he says, of the 40 miracles recorded in the book of Acts, 39 happened outside the church walls. Get that. And the question he asks is, so today I ask you, where am I already sent? Where is Jesus already at work? Where might a miracle be waiting if I simply showed up with love and listened? He says, the church was never meant to be a destination. It's a movement, a people, a table where heaven meets earth. But what I liked as well that he says in here is basically that he says the early Jesus movement wasn't confined to buildings and programs. It moved through homes, streets, prisons, and marketplaces, conversations and shared meals. The power of God showed up in everyday places because the people of God were paying attention in everyday life. Right? That's exactly what Pastor Jason Laird's talking about, is that where we are at is where we're stationed. And when we show up as Christians in our lives and we are present and we are available and we tell the Lord, we are ready to serve. We are here to be used. And this is similar, right? Because it's not just in our workplace that things happen, that we move in the world and let people see a little glimpse of heaven, a little glimpse of Jesus. And so he also shares, Ian Simpkin says, the church gathers to worship and scatter to witness. And that witness happens at work, around dinner tables, in text threads, in parenting moments, during coffee runs, on construction sites, in hospital floors and sidewalks, and school pickup lines. Miracles happen not just when we're seated in rows, but when we live with open hands and eyes at whatever table God has placed us. What if every day, and in every circumstance, we were present? We would recenter ourselves and we would just say to the Lord, Lord, use me. Let me be the hands and feet. Let me be what this person or this circumstance or situation needs. Let me be the calm one. Let me be the peaceful one. Let me be the person that prays over this person when they need that. Let me be the person that lets them know they're heard, that lets them know they matter, that lets them see who they're becoming. Whatever it is that's needed, let me be the person that shows them grace. Let me be the person that shows them kindness. Let me be the person that shows them love, or let me be the person that shows them it's okay to break down in the midst of chaos, in the midst of hurt, in the midst of grief, because there are people there to hold them. There are people there to help them and give them what they need, because we are working with Christ within us in the world. And I don't know, but these both hit me, and I want to just come and share in this mini episode with you these two ideas, because I think too often we get caught up in our lives and we forget to get recentered, to get refocused on Christ, on our faith, on the Word of God, and remember that every day and in every circumstance and every conversation, we have an opportunity to show up and be the Christian person that we are. And I just wanted to remind you, if you haven't already grabbed my Joyful Living 15-day devotional, head over to kristinfitch.com and you can grab that for free under my freebie section. But it's a perfect complement to the conversation that I shared with you today. And I think it'll uplift you and it will really help guide you on some of the things we talked about. So go over to kristinfitch.com and grab that. And while you're at it, I will be adding you to my weekly newsletter, which is just there to encourage you, to inspire you, to help you step into more purpose and faith and passion in your life.
Thanks again for listening to the show. And if you enjoyed today's episode, we would love it if you could take a minute to leave a rating and review on Apple Podcast, because it helps our show get discovered by more people.